weekly show will encompass the latest news and analysis of Christian hip-hop, in addition to artist interviews, special guests, and some of my favorite songs, classics in the genre. The first song today is only 3 days old and was released as a celebration of January the 16th. For those unfamiliar with the common thread in Christian hip-hop is 116, referring to Romans 1:16 in the Bible. Reach Records, spearheaded by Lecrae and Ben Washer, has spread this message of being unashamed across multiple genres over many projects and worldwide. So this song is titled Light Work, and is the first major collaboration in years between 116 linked artists. Certainly, this is the first in a while we have seen the artist name 116 or 116 Click appear on a song. Lightwork was teased via social media by Lecrae, saying there are a lot of chefs in the kitchen, while showing most of Reach's roster cooking up something in Atlanta. You're listening to 102.5 WIKD LP Daytona.
Yeah, it's just something like I looked at my life and I looked at my wife like I did something right. Look, I'm not switching my price. Baby, I know what I'm worth. I be like, thank God it's Monday. I get to get back to work. Hey, shine like gold. They don't want story, man. They want the sound bite. I'm like, no. Look around like they see you on the mountain. They don't see you on the climb. Right. Me and all of mine in the power line. Look at this and what you find. Right.
Shimmer, lights, flicker, all this light, let it shimmer. I had a glow up, I had a show up. I got the light now, check out my glow up. Right, shimmer, lights, flicker, all this light, let it shimmer. I had a glow up, I had a show up. I got the light now, check out my glow up.
Striped up and they wiped up, huh? Yeah. Most of these folk hyped up. Yeah.
I'm in the bag for show. I got a stack of a bag to throw. Hop in the bag for show. Reach up back in the stacks.
Lights, flicker. Gotta make sure that they with you. Better go look at the picture. Better go look at prescription.
I'm in the field. When I get down, I'm taking a kneel. Yeah, I'm in the field like fire drills. I know they loving the thrill. Yeah.
Right. Shimmer. Lights, flicker. All this. Shimmer. I had a glow up, I had a show up. I got the light now, check out my glow up.
Light bright like it's Friday night. Might kneel like I'm capping it. Line of sight like a sight of mine. Real fake with no asterisk. Light bare like the Mercedes. Messenger since the first day. In a white tux cause I stand out. All alone like Thursday. I got buzz like ether. Throwback hits like beepers. Keep up, I might leave ya. Team way up like Tiba. They taking shots like they had to buy. Like a rocket, we blasting off. Whoa. That's just the aftershock. Back out the grave like I'm Lazarus.
Back out the grave like a king. I had to show him the ink. You couldn't mess up the team. All of my homies, they gleam. Take a photo while my homies never solo. I've been leaning like a cholo. Light and seasoning, I double. Whoa.
Right. Shimmer. Lights. Flicker. All this.
Light.
Let it shimmer. I had a glow up. I had a show up. I got the light now, check out my glow up.
They can't stop that light, man, it's way too bright. 116 for life, on my squad I ride. Jesus by my side, got nothing to hide. We still on the shame, we still about that life.
New morning mercy, I swim in that. Light of the world, yeah, I give them that. I give up my life and I get it back. The whole squad here, but you figure that. My partners was pushing the lean, yeah. So I was pushing the king, yeah. They sipping act, so I had to act. I'm shining my light on the scene, yeah.
Right, shimmer, lights, flicker, all this light, let it shimmer. I had a glow up, I had a show up. I got the light now, check out my glow up.
Pickle sad, it's that flickle say. That
gorgeous just glow up without a lick of pride. Our power solar, bro, take a look inside. Yeah. Toast, we live in elixir, cause we the vicar's bride. Yeah, yeah. Quick aside, I came to bay. Yeah. We came awake, still darkness, target still aim away. Bang, bang. This song might not hit radio, but we radiate. That beam will run out of steam till we stand face to face. So go shine, little homie. Go shine, young lady. Go shine, little homie. Go shine, young lady.
That was Lightwork by 116, and is very likely to be the first single in a new collaborative album by the group. While KB is noticeably absent from the song, he has been seen in the studio when the song was recorded, along with Reach Records alumni Alex Medina and Derek Miner. Only time will tell if this is the beginnings of a new album, but suffice to say, fans would love it. The last Unashamed tour was in 2013, while the Reach camp was just on the cusp of mainstream success. Given their wider appeal, a new Unashamed tour would likely fill stadiums. In other news, I recently had the chance to talk with the newest artist of Reflection Music Group, Byron Juan. We talked about his journey to this point and what his future holds. This is how he explains his path to being signed. Listen in.
2015 is when I met Daraj, as I say a lot of times, and he hit me up via, you know, Instagram, and we kind of hit it off. And then after that, we just kind of started working together. And then, like everybody knows, we have this song called No, That's Me. And it kind of hit it off. In a way, what really hit it off is, like, he asked me to go to the video shoot. And me and my friend Michael went and drove down to Florida to meet him up. So when we first met each other, the connection really just hit it off. So that's how I did that with Daraj. So then after that, when we did the music video shoot, and he was like, you know, this is really cool, he invited me out to go to Flavor Fest. And that's when I saw Doc, our CEO, Doc Watson. So he saw me perform, and then he pulled me to the side, and we were just talking, and him and my manager were just talking with each other. And he was like, hey, you know, let's go back to the hotel. And we all just kicked it, ate some pizza. And then from there, he just said, hey, you know, I heard you got some projects out, send me your stuff. And then from there, we just, you know, started contacting, communing over time. And then it just kind of went from there. And they said they were all, you know, interested in signing me. And they sent an offer. And then it made sense. And we just went with it. So that's pretty much the journey.
But it hasn't always been the case. Juan talks about his name change from his previous King to be more marketable and understandable.
I did music under the pseudonym of my previous artist name named King, so and I like really released a lot of singles and a lot of music on Rapzilla for free for about like 2 years, like 2015 through 2016 pretty much. And then like then I just kinda realized that it would not help me in any way if I kept the name, like, because I have this symbol, this weird YN symbol in my name. So I didn't think it would work marketing-wise. So then, you know, of course, I brought up that concern, and they already, you know, said something about it. And I was like, well, it just makes sense. And I just couldn't have a whole new name change and a whole brand thing. And it'll, like, it'll introduce people as a whole new artist with a new sound, new direction. So I was like, you know, like, why not? It makes sense. So I just, you know, decided to do that, and it just made sense.
With this signing, the resources and experience of Reflection has flowed into Byron. He talked a lot about how grateful he was to be part of the team and gave an example of his first days of signing.
It's better than what I thought it would be, man. Honestly, I never even thought I would get signed as quick as I did. I even think I wanted to get signed, of course, as an artist's dream, or my dream for me. But, like, when I got signed, their camp is amazing. Like, first day I got signed, even when I was in talks of the contract, we all did Bible studies weekly with me and Tony Tillman. And they just really poured into me, man. And just like, I flew down to Nashville. They helped me do a brand assessment of my music and helped me put pieces together and dots together and connect it to like make the project life in the evening, like come together. And that experience and just an overall experience every time I'm with them, man. It's just a wonderful experience. And Derek Minor, he's a great leader for our label, man. He just really pours into us, not just, you know, economically, but like spiritually too, and just like leading and how we should approach the game as it is today. So like being signed is like better than what I expected. Like, and the people I'm with are better than I expected, because it's more than music. It's about building communities and building businesses and reaching, you know, people in places of where they are. So I think it's better than what I expected.
But 2015 to now was not the whole story. I asked Juwan about his testimony and influences that impact his life and music.
As a kid, musically, my mom put me in drumming classes, and like I played in band and I played for church and things because I play instruments. So musically, music has always been a part of my life. But spiritually, my mom, she was always a minister at a church, and my family was always in church. And as a kid, I don't know if anybody else feel like this, I'm pretty sure going to church all the time made me not want to go to church when I got older, because it was like I've been here forever. So going to church that much, I'm like, okay, I don't want to be here that much. So I started rapping when I was in like the sixth grade. I always told people I had a mixtape on the way for some reason, like, and I was recording off a computer mic at the time. But I was doing this, and I was like, my mom approached me about, after she saw me do the talent show, that's when she said she saw the most potential in me for this music career. She asked me if I would do Christian music. And I was like, oh, no, never in my life will I do Christian music. So I just kept doing my own thing, kept making regular music, which it was fine. It wasn't like my best music. So in high school, like, I really got devoted to Jesus. I got saved in like 10th grade. And from there forward, my life really changed. And I just like committed myself to God and committed myself to everything that that he wanted me to do. And the music followed suit with that. I never stopped writing. So as I got saved, I started, you know, writing music for, you know, writing per se Christian hip hop, which I didn't know was Christian hip hop. I was doing, you know, what I was doing. And then I got in a youth group at this church called Providence Place Church. And when I got there, they allowed me to perform. So I started doing it. And then I kept getting really, really good at it. And the youth pastor said, hey, you got this gift, and I feel like God is calling you to, you know, use it. So then I prayed, and God told me to just start my own music, quote unquote, ministry. So I left the church and I just started pursuing music. And it kind of worked. And 2015 was the year that it really, really worked for me. And it just happened. And God just, like, put all the pieces together. And I've just been following the little map that he sent me ever since. So, like, honestly, that's all it's been. And, like, what I take away from it is, like, you don't have to have, like, a, you know, God split the clouds for me, like, testimony type thing. But it's just, like, if you just have a little faith and you have a dream and you follow it and you just believe what God can do through you, and through you to other people, it can change your life. And that's what I take away from my testimony. And that's what I think people should take away too. Dang, I listen to a lot of people, man. Like, my taste is crazy. Like, I go from Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, and Drake, of course, to freaking, I listen to John Coltrane, I listen to a lot of jazz. I listen to Miguel, listen to Kanye, Childish Gambino, Kalani, like, Big Sean, and Black. Black is one of my favorite artists. And Chris Brown, and Ty Dolla $ign, Miles Davis. Like, all these different people, I might throw in some Little Pump if I'm okay that day. Like, if I'm feeling it that day. And Post Malone, like, it's just a variation of music, bro. I just love music. Like, anything. Like, honestly, anything, if it's not country, I'm cool with. My go-to, well, especially to perform, like, I like freaking, I don't even know. I really like Split. I like Mojo, of course. I love performing Mojo because people always get crazy when I do the fast part. But my favorite riding music, whatever that I could do, is not the one in Ain't Nothing. And Ain't Nothing is blowing up on Spotify. Like, it got on, I forgot, it was a Pop for Life. It was a Pop for Life Spotify playlist. That was my biggest Spotify playlist I ever got on. So that was pretty crazy. So those are my Ain't Nothing and Not the One of my two favorites off that project.
It ain't nothing, not important. I keep my business on the low and keep on moving. They hear my liar, they want to tire. But I ain't got no time to give them, wave
motion. Young boo drips with the potion. Gotta keep cool from the culture. Hit that insight. What I feel like. Know I been right. Know I been right. Yeah. Don't you say that I don't come through for my word. Put that on my mama's mama's, that's my word. Check my interior. I've been out getting it. Yeah, is that serious? Be my exterior. Yeah. And there's only one thing that I love, that I love. It's that I will be straight till I'm gone, till I'm gone. Cause I know, yeah, I know. What's the next plan? Got the move. Tell me what that life is like. It ain't nothing. Tell me how you do it right. It ain't nothing. Got me feeling like, oh. Cause someone said I regret and that's my work. Just living for all the dreams I had to work. Yeah, I had days when I ain't had no play. Them shows when no one knew my name. They coached for me in the game. Now I am up in lights and so I resurrection. I cannot die. This for anyone with a dream. Anything could be real if it's worth losing an artist's sleep. Don't you say that I don't come through for my word. Put that on my mama's mama, that's my word. Shed my interior, I've been out getting it. Yeah, is that serious? Be my exterior, yeah. And there's only one thing that I love, that I love. It's that I will be straight till I'm gone, till I'm gone. Cause I know, yeah, I know. What's the next plan? Got the move. Tell me what that life is like. It ain't nothing. Tell me how you do it right. It ain't nothing. Got me feeling like, oh. Say, oh. Cause I know. Yeah, I know. What's the next plan? Got the move.
Not so much so now, but when I was growing up, oh my gosh, I used to be a Drake copycat, like for real. Like I wanted to sound like Drake so bad. And then I started learning something that's called like identity. And I was like, I have to have a musical identity. I have to be myself or people are not going to relate to me. So as I started doing that, Drake kind of influenced me a lot. And Chris Brown, love Chris Brown and Neo. But so much so, like not even influencing me like so much as this year, because this year, like, I didn't really get influenced by people. I just, like, took away some aspects, like, the darkness of their music. And that person would be, this year, would be Black. I took a lot of darkness from his music, but I flipped it and made it my own, in a sense. But, yeah, those are the people that I really tried to shape myself after.
With his influences behind him and label pushing him forward, I am sure this is only the beginning. I would like to thank Byron for taking the time out to talk on air and share a bit of his life with you as our listener. As a free format station, Wicked 102.5 is able to play any genre, which fortunately includes Christian hip hop. While not a huge step, this weekly show will continue to bring interviews, analysis, and music worldwide on iHeartRadio. Once again, I would like to thank Byron for his time, and God bless you, sir. The next song this hour is by Florida native Benja. You may recognize Benja by his long hair, high energy, or even his Facebook ads. One thing is for sure, the production and sound of Benja has been a solid addition to the genre, and with Never Quit, has solidified Benja as a hitmaker. I first heard this song at Rock the Universe, which for those of you who don't know, is a Christian music festival held at Universal Orlando each year. They played this song as a crowdfiling music. The earworm stuck with me. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
I've been trying to find this vibe for a long time. Always seeming like it's coming on its own time. But it feels so good, ain't gonna lie. I ride
how did I feel so good? Ain't gonna lie. Now that last goodbye, all the way up, and you can take this. Cause it's feeling so real that you can't fake this. But it feels so good, ain't gonna lie. I ride or die, feel so good, ain't gonna lie. Now that last goodbye, we ain't never gonna quit. We ain't never gonna quit it, boy. We ain't never gonna quit it. Yeah, I was trying to try, mate. Temperature be rising,
it's going up.
I could've sworn that you'd be psychic.
100.
You push my buttons, I'm like Tyson. Been years since I felt like this, so blessed. Gonna ask if you can stay for the rest. I'm alive cause I need you.
Need you.
Real joy in my life, yeah, yeah, I need you. Just be you. We ain't never gonna quit. We ain't never gonna quit it, boy. Nah, we ain't never gonna quit. Nah, 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 we ain't never gonna quit it. As it comes, embrace it through the mist, whether rain or sun. Every day is a gift, you got air up in your lungs. Be grateful, rain or sun. Every day is a gift, just take it as it comes. Embrace it through the mist, whether rain or sun. Every day is a gift, you got air up in your lungs. Be grateful, rain or sun.
So let's shift gears here to the recent controversy surrounding Reach Records artist Aha Gazelle and Rapzilla.com. Rapzilla, in an open letter to Aha, lists some grievances that the outlet has with their best new artist nominee. They bring up an interview with 24/7 Hip Hop, or 247hh.com. In it, Aha states that, quote, there's a lot of money in that industry. People don't realize how much money there is in that industry, end quote. Rapzilla goes on to list the reasons this is dangerous talk and a singular perspective. The whole open letter and video of the interview is available online. If you're interested in reading it, I will post a link on the show's Twitter page at New Wave Form. From my perspective, the industry does not have an abundance of cash. New artists tend to struggle and turn to resources like Rapzilla for exposure of free songs. Add to that the cost of production and editing, and many new artists do not make a profit. This is a labor of love. This is why many new artists do make music on the side, tending to full-time jobs during the day. This is not unique to Christian hip hop. This is not unique to hip hop. This is even unique to music as a whole. For any new entrant into any field, the journey to profit is often rough. AHA has been signed from a relative unknown to the biggest label in terms of reach and connections in the Christian hip-hop field. This may have tainted his view of the industry. It may not have. And he openly admits in the interview, quote, "I'm still learning. I'm ignorant to a lot of stuff," end quote. The issue with labels is nothing new to the genre. Ever since Lecrae publicly corrected people to clarifying that he is a rapper who believes instead of a Christian rapper, it has been a hot button topic. It sprang up again when people accused Reach of censoring the word unashamed from their website and mission statement, and here it is again in a new artist. I don't believe age plays a factor. I'm 20 years old. This position as a DJ is a volunteer opportunity. AHA goes on to say that he is young and new artist, and so he still has a lot to learn. While that may be true, you can still look at history and learn from it. Money is not the issue. The heart is the issue. AHA seems to understand this, as he talks about considering a Reach Records deal. Where I personally think this strays is alluding to Christian hip-hop as fake. Hip-hop is historically split. You have Southern hip-hop, East-West Coast split, and artists from all over, from a wide variety of subgenre. Saying Christian hip-hop is fake, to me, would be saying all forms of hip-hop, the individuality of it, is fake, that everybody fits in one box. That's all I have to say on the subject today. Since the story is only 2 days old, I want to give AHA a chance to respond, correct some things, clarify. I'm sure the Reach camp is working on this right now as we speak. AHA has yet to come out as a response. No doubt, this will reignite the debate over labels in the Christian hip-hop. For those unfamiliar with everything I just said, stick with me. Here is a sample of AHA Gazelle. This is Supreme. I'm DJ K Money, and you're tuned in to The Wicked 102.5.
Oh, it's a ha. Ooh, yeah. Cause I'm feeling supreme. What's that even mean? It means it's disrespectful for you just to call me clean. It means I'm really about that action like a movie scene. Can't crop me out the picture, no, no, I need everything. I'm feeling supreme, I'm feeling supreme. They ask too many questions like a how, but does it mean? It means it's disrespectful for you just to call me clean. It means that chase my dreams. I'm feeling supreme, dare to disagree. I told them I ain't smoking steam, just coming off of me. I hear they have a problem with me, let me intervene. You didn't have a problem when I did it all for free. Been cooking for a minute, so I guess it's time to eat. The pizza got a lot of sauce with extra meat and cheese. You must ain't heard me right, I said I ordered that supreme. Said don't forget my veggies, cause you know I need my green. I'm feeling supreme, what's that even mean? It means it's disrespectful for you just to call me clean. It means I'm really about that action like a movie scene. Can't crop me out the picture, no, no, I need everything. I'm feeling supreme, I'm feeling supreme. They ask too many questions like a how, but does it mean? It means it's disrespectful for you just to call me clean. It means that I don't chase nobody, only chase my dreams. I'm feeling supreme, I know they mad at me. They told me not to mention, gotta say that I believe. They placing limitations, trying to tell me what to be. They must forgot I'm from the same place as Master P. The way I draw the player feel like a masterpiece. I told her save the day, cause I'ma take her out to eat. I'm just a Burger King that's looking for a Dairy Queen. She said she don't do rappers, so I had to go and sing. I'm feeling supreme, yeah, 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 yeah. They like what doesn't mean, yeah, 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 yeah. It means I'm on a new level. It means means a brand new gold medal. It means that you don't have to settle. I know that you can do better. I'm feeling supreme. I'm feeling supreme. They ask too many questions like a how, but does it mean? It means it's disrespectful for you just to call me clean. It means that I don't chase nobody, only chase my dreams. Yes. Yeah, I feel so underrated. New 2K player just created. Misbehaving, miss the wave, and have the nerve to come say happy belated. This Neo fight gon' hit the Matrix. I can't be beat, better check the cadence. They only wanna fight me to raise the Raiders. I'm just gonna ball like a rutabaga. Listen up, this my demonstration. I keep my word cause my pen's amazing. I hope you can recognize the imitations. I beat up a mannequin cause he was faking. I be in the field trying to reap this harvest. Gotta get this corn, my Fritos ain't lazy. Forget the leaves and get a suit. If it was up to the church, Adam would've had those stays. Just keep looking at me like I'm crazy. You're not in my crew, so no ahoy made it. If everybody tree's supposed to bear fruit, well, ironically, some of y'all may not be shaded. Honestly, really, I'm just trying to grow. So I understand that some clouds are rainy. Trying to multiply what I have is dope. So I guess I'm a product of those who made me. Everything before was an appetizer. In my room, playing chords on my synthesizer. All I need in this world of sin is the blood of Jesus and some sanitizer. Forget the words I'm trying to please. I'm only good at being me. I feel like 82 Mike when he dropped Billie Jean. Nah, man, man, how you feel? I feel surprised.
That was Supreme by Aha Gazelle. Coming up next, we have a few of my favorite songs, a few of the classics. Most of the show will consist of new music. First half of the show, I'll talk more about, you know, analysis, what's going on in the genre, what's going on in the industry. And if I have a special guest, such as today, or a special circumstance that needs to be addressed, that will typically be done in the first half of the show. The second half of the show, second half of the hour, will be dedicated to the music. Without further ado, this is Super Low Key by Jay Givens. You're listening to The Waveform on The Wicked 102.5.
Usually the J is with the designated shooter, so don't do it, don't add space, leave a G close to the J like
shoot it.
No one laughed, that's a JK. No example of an automatic 47 blast in a residential way, but the flow bananas take a potassium symbol, that's a JK element.
Spinning on my days on the west side, oh, oh, PQRS is for sun on set. I'm a sun from the left coast, dubs up for the place where the sun sets, cause I can only dream of why the sun goes west, but I can't even see just what the sun sees best. Died on a tree in the shape of a T, he emits UVs just to get
W. Get to know me, you,
a little more.
I usually like to move slowly,
but do you know, super low key.
And approaching west whenever I'm coasting. Duck like on the pond, floating, floating, floating. I'm Icarus trapped in a life lackluster. Women and religion and a glass pipe, living in a Ziploc bag full of Sprite color, bite sized nuggets full of trees like a white guy running, 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 running. You living locked up, lukewarm earthling, living for the twerk team first thing in the morn. You porn hurting.
Super low.
But do you know?
What do you do in the biblical view you learned when you was two? And the option to lose drops a toxin in you, and you choosing to cruise with the doctrine of her a few brews in a hot tub. And then some bad news for you pops up. Phone call on the way to your job. Gotta pray to the God that your blade went away, cause the same lowest lane says
you just
gotta
knock up. To know me.
A little more better.
I usually like to move slowly.
But do you know? Super low, super low key.
Oh,
This next one's by a Christian hip hop veteran. This is Misconceptions by The Truth.
In the hip hop culture, everybody believes in heaven. Everybody believes.
If I can get rid of it, I would.
By and large, nobody goes to hell.
Yeah. Biggie said, when I die, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of mess and it ain't hard to tell. I don't wanna go to heaven with the goodies, man. I wanna go to hell with the dudes and black hoodies. For the money and the power, why would he? I don't know. Why I put him in the place and said that he ain't wanna go. Ain't no promise for tomorrow, Lord have mercy on my soul. Yeah. Man, we sick of blowing smoke. Yeah. Man, we Christians, we ain't politicians. Yeah. So naturally, they got a problem with it. Yeah. Hate to be the bearer of the bad news. Yeah. But like I said, this ain't just my opinion. Yeah. Let's take the murder in the Beatles story. They shot John Lennon, died prematurely. Heavy heart up there for all his loved ones. They shot him dead before he reached his 40s. He wrote a note, oh, it's Jesus for me. I just wanna know if God is real. It's a quote and it's been reported. If he is, then I want out of hell. It's such a shame when it gets distorted. Yeah, we talking about Papa Bell. It's so unfortunate that he departed. Change if it's out of fear, yeah.
All these misconceptions head in my direction, looking for an answer. Which way do I go? All my imperfections, can we find an answer?
Can we find an answer?
Yeah. Which way do I go?
Man, they got us running scared. Gotta talk around it in the soul fair. Thought America was land out of free. Can't talk about it in the public square. Keep it to yourself like a private eye. Nobody talk about it till it's homicide. They only seem to talk about his love. Nobody talk about the other side. I'm not a judge, only God is. I cannot pretend to know where Pac is. I cannot pretend to know where Poe with. All I know is death is like a pop quiz. Where do I go when I finish here? What if I repent and say the sinner's prayer? Yeah. What happens when I disappear? Hell, how can the loving God send us there?
All these misconceptions head in my direction, looking for an answer. Which way do I go? All my imperfections, can we find an answer?
Can we find an answer?
Yeah. Which way do I go?
Tell you this, Emmanuel, if I didn't believe in the reality of hell, I don't think I'd be in this ministry. It is not just the longing for heaven, it is the legitimate shunning of pain, which is what hell to me is, the absence of God. And it's not enough to say it happens in this world. What happened to Hitler in this world? What happens to many in this? There are murderers running free today about whom we know nothing, and they'll never get caught. They are quite happy to be doing all of the crime. Why not go and have a shootout after a funeral if there is no hell? But on the other hand, if I'm told by my mother, don't put your hand into that flame, it will burn. It's a natural law at work. There is a spiritual law at work too. You determine to live apart from God, and you will spend your eternity precisely that way.
I'm afraid that we got in self. God is not a villain at the monster's ball. What about the people that have never heard? All I know is everybody's held accountable. All I know is he's a judge and he judges right. It's what I told them all on the other night. If you believe when you break the law, you can go to jail. When you breaking the law, heaven, you go to hell.
Do you need to get some information out? The Wicked 102.5 FM offers free public service announcements for your organization. PSAs can be submitted at www.wikd1025.com. Next up on the block, we have Grindin by NF.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Just let me work, ma. Just let me work.
My head grinding. Yeah. My head grinding. Woo. Stage black shirt and my Tims, you know how I do it. I ain't playing with you, I've been grinding. Anybody trying to sleep on me, better do something with your eyelids. I hear a lot of whining, but I don't hear a lot of rhyming. Whoa. Everybody got opinions, let it go into my ear, then I block that. Put me on stage, I'ma rock that. Saying you the best, stop that. Phony, I am not that. Yeah. What are y'all doing out here? What are y'all doing out here? Maybe you should spend a little less time with the women on your arms and a little bit more with your career. Saying I'm the best, but I should be in the top 10. Give me a list of names, I'm a top them. I'm just playing with you, I don't care where the top is. Leave me at the bottom, let me work for it. He ain't never gonna find another rapper in the game and tell me that he works more. Tell me that he works more, nah! You might see me with my hoodie up, I ain't leaving till I finish. This industry ain't nothing but a box, but I ain't gonna climb in it. You put me inside a room full of rappers, come back in 5 minutes. I'ma be the only one still alive with a note on my chest saying that I did it. You do it for fame, we're way different. Y'all looking weak, we ain't cooking in the same kitchen. Everybody got a shirt with a stain in it. Some of us will never wear it out though. Let me get it. I guess I don't understand, this wasn't part of my plan. Some of these people are thinking cause they heard the name that they really know who I am. Bring the beat down. I got no time for these Hollywood people, I'd rather give time to my fans. You'd rather chill with these women that like you for money, but I'd rather chill with my fam, yeah. I'm out here grinding, I'm out here grinding. Yeah, I see the mic, but you looking like a pilot. What's the point in a plane if you don't know how to fly it? Yeah, I'm out here grinding, okay. I don't like none of y'all. I'm not like one of y'all. I'm from the jungle. I run with the son of God. Yeah. What is you running for? They should be running from me. Most of my family, we don't even speak. I'm getting married in 22 weeks and they still haven't said how I wanted to meet. Huh? I'm not the type to complain. If we don't get it, we try it again and I'll die for the gang. This for my blood. They don't like us and we question their mom like,
Why did you allow your kid to like bad music?
Promise I'll do it. I'm trying to give you my everything. I don't care what they are doing. I'm trying to do what they couldn't do. Laugh at the rappers you look up to. Don't waste time with the centerfolds. I'm alive, it's a miracle. Freestylers since middle school. I will battle the principal. We're all black like a funeral. I'm doing me, I don't live for you. Grinding. I'm out here grinding. Okay.
I hope you enjoyed that one. Switching things back to the beginning of the show, this next one is by Reach Records frontman Lecrae. It's called Facts. I hope you enjoy it.
I will only tell the truth. Truth.
People wonder, is he woke or just a new slave? Or religion, he just covered it with new change. Trapping out the church, he ain't really fake. He divisive, he don't rep the king. He just want the facts. Oh man, now they acting like black. No, you think I'm too black. I just think I'm too real. I grew up on Tupac. You grew up thinking that the Panthers were some terrorists. I grew up hearing how they fed my mama eggs and grits. Cray, they say you should follow in the steps of King. I say you forgotten how they shot him in the streets. I ain't really changed. It's the same old rebel. Still a radical. I'm passionate. It's just another level. AT told me I should fight back. They don't like they that. Don't. Just know if you rock the boat, you better have a life raft. BJ told me I should fight back. They don't like that. Just know if you rock the boat, you better have a life raft.
People cannot abide truth. They prefer fantasy over reality. No matter who tells you, I'm for justice. No matter who it is for or against.
Rose up out the dungeon. Yeah. I was feeling horny. Yeah. Now I'm being honey. And I'm on a honey. Hit the gas gunning. Skip the pass running. Tell them they can bring that if they really want it. I'm on the home team. You just running with the wrong team. Levitating with the heavyweights. Your boy, you die. Need a little protein. South side of Yellowstone. Had a herringbone and a white tee. Got a 12 pack of that real talk in a trunk. Tell them come find me. Draped up, dripped out. Covered in the blood. Man, I hang where they crypt out. Sipping on the mud. Boy, they swinging. Got the whips out. Watch them pop trunk. Yeah, I know it's hella dark. But I'm trying to light it up. Now these people swear they on me. Sending out threats. Told me keep my mouth shut. Told me be a step and fetch it. I will not oblige to your colonized way of faith. My Messiah died for the world, not just you and say. They say Jesus was conservative. Tell them that's a lie. No, he not a liberal either if you think I'll choose a side. They say, Cray, you so divisive. Shouldn't be a black church. I say, do the math. Segregation started dead first. Hey, you want unity? Then read a eulogy. Kill the power that exists up under you and over me. I say, you want unity? Then read a eulogy. Kill the power that exists up under you and over me. Woo.
I was waiting for the right time to tell you how I feel. And yeah, I know that it hurts, but look, it's gonna heal. I waited till I was on prime time before I let y'all know. And you probably won't want to hear my music no more, but it's all good, man. I love y'all. Hope you know that I'm black, black. Trade in my smart car for a Cadillac. Can you handle that? And I love God. I love Jesus, the one out of Nazareth, not the European with the ultra permanent soft eyes and them thin lips. And I'm still been in the birds for quite some time, but I still might hit the gas station for the lemon heads and the pork rinds. And I'm on one. Yeah, 116 been real. Binghamton, Tennessee, from Third Ward to Center Hill. And I live in multiple worlds. Call me a hybrid, cause I'm so black. Young theologian who educated but still be at that chicken shack. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So this has been episode 1, Waveform on Air. I thank you for tuning in. I'd like to thank Byron again for allowing us to interview him. And if you have any thoughts, comments, concerns, suggestions for next show, be sure to voice those concerns on our Twitter page. It's at New Waveform. Every episode will also be uploaded to YouTube. You should be able to search Waveform. You'll see our profile and hopefully some of our shows. Again, this is Waveform on Air. I am DJ K Money. You're listening to 102.5 WIKD LP Daytona Beach. And I hope you have a wonderful week. God bless, guys.
What I'm finna quit for? You see me living like a king. It's still 116, bruh. Oh Lord, working for the same team. I think I need an ad lib from Diddy. Cause I'ma take that to each and every city. Homie, I'ma take that, take that. 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 I think I need an ad-lib from Diddy. Cause I'ma take that to each and every city. Homie, I'ma
And Craig sell a million records. And my name don't get mentioned in the review. It don't matter, get the W. Cause even players on the bench get rings too. Way deep is what the crew is. On the same team, all running the same play. So you need to check your motives if you're doing this. If you was mad, Andy sold 28K. Taking away from the mission. All this division don't add up. It all equals dissension. You ask me, that's bad math, bruh. So yeah, I'm on collision, but really I am indifferent. If you 116 and independent, or you king living, junkie dream itching, humble coffee bean sipping. Long as the mission and the team don't seem different.
Humble beats is a piece of a piece. Like a finger missing middle, little Richard with the screen, but the singing kinda simple when the keys. Kinda tripping, playing notes, try to listen. Can you hear it or you don't? Cut your ears with your feet. Kinda different when your body ain't complete, huh? What's the difference if the body gon' compete, huh? That's a team picture, IG it when you see us.
I just follow my marks and orders, beg your pardon. Tell me how I went from dead to parting. Don't tell me how to testify. I'm a wretch with an extra life, and that's how I continue. Word to Jay Gibbons, being venue. I'm killing everything on the menu. That's the same team, grab at utensil.
Word, what I'm finna quit for? You see me living like a king. It's still 116 stuff. Oh Lord, welcome to the same team. I think I need an ad lib from Diddy. Cause I'ma take that to each and every city.
Homie, I'ma take that.
Homie, I'ma
take that.
Homie, I'ma
take that.
Homie, I'ma
take that.
I think I need an ad lib from Diddy. Cause I'ma take in every city.
Humble as a mumble in the jungles of shouts and screams, digging tunnels under a stampede.
Beast!
Okay, okay, keep praying for the grace we stay cold but never freeze. Like water at 4-4, blip, blip, degrees. Fahrenheit, where was I there? If I share a terabyte, we don't care if you verify. Your little brand's just a fraction in the middle of a grain of sand, on the hand of a master crafter of sand castles with a passion. Imagine decapitating dragons. We are just a vapor on paper on another vapor of a microcosm of a remnant of minions running like Kenyans, like Obama in repentance to the father. Better warn the town. The beast is loose and you on the same team. If the dream's from the same king, if it floats from the same stream, if it don't, then it's game.
Yeah. I think I kinda feel it. No competition, smelling like team spirit. Nirvana, no Cobain. We blow brains, we ain't wanna hear it. Same team, we clicked up now. 40D won't switch up high. Stay two to the left and one to the right. Got the kings riding with me when we take it to the mic. Coming from the bottom of the map, and they know it coming unashamed. Shout it, cause I ain't afraid to show it. If it's Southern California or it's dirty dollars, keep it slapping in the bay, dawg. You know we gotta shot it. They gotta switch it up like them gang signs be. We take it all over every place I be. We bring it to the church, but don't hate on me. Cause every now and then you gotta show ID, I be.
What I'm finna quit for? You see me living like a king. It's still 116, bruh. Oh Lord, working for the same team. I think I need an ad-lib from Diddy. Cause I'ma take that to each and every set.
Oh, look who they let out the cage. They ain't wanna hear it from a kid underage. Said he's tryna get placed, get a boy a little grace. I'm tryna be the light-skinned Puerto Rican MLK with a little bit of Dilla and a little bit of Lupe. From the cool day straight, from a runaway slave. Now I'm free with a fee that's already been paid. Get a boy a little grace. 116, gave him 16, 816, had a dream, now I'm 18. Give him 8 bars, 66, we a problem, get it soft in your number game. Working for the same team, while we tryna floss, and we all got the same gleam. They say the sheep's getting lost, I'm a rush for the cars, cause the sound getting mainstream.
What I'm finna quit for? You see me living like a king. It's still 116, bruh. Oh Lord, working for the same team. I think I need an ad lib from Diddy. Cause I'ma take that to each and every city.
Homie, I'ma take that. Homie, I'ma take that. Homie, I'ma take that. Homie, I'ma take that. Homie, I'ma take that.
I think I need an ad lib from Diddy. Cause I'ma take that to each and every city. Homie, I'ma.
Broadcasting from the Wicked Studio. This is 102.5 WIKB LP Daytona Beach.
You made plans and I made problems. We were sleeping back to back. We knew this day wasn't built to last. Yeah, good on paper.